Hometown Radio Refreshed. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And here we go from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Buckeyes win the opening faceoff, drop it into the Badger zone to our right. Ben Dexheimer with help from Joe Palatichuk, jar the puck free. Palatichuk breakout pass, Cruz Lucius, tape to tape David Cilia at center ice. Left wing, he backpedals towards the wall, looking for DeSaint Fowle off his stick. Bumped off balance by the defenseman Damian Carfagna, and the puck gobbled up by Patrick Guzzo, and the centerman will flip it back to Carfagna up the middle of the ice to Scooter Bricky. Bricky to the center circle, forced wide right by Wisconsin's Quinn Finley, and he'll dump it in. Finley out there with Christian Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie. Fitzgerald last night had a power play goal, while Finley's still looking for a goal for the first time in 11 games. Wisconsin just whistled for icing, and Simon Tassie had a big game last night too. Yeah, so did he. Tassie, two assists last night, seven shots on goal for the sophomore right winger from Montreal.
He's done well. He's really cranked it up. Postseason, if you want to call it that, or end of season, he's really cranked it up. But I think the fact that he's playing with all that speed really gives him some opportunities to get open.
Faceoff won by Ohio State offensive zone. Brent Johnson tries to walk around Finley, cut off, peels back towards the blue line, now shoots one through traffic, redirected, and almost went five-hole on McClellan, but he got his pads together in the butterfly stance, made the stop, gave up no rebound, 56 seconds in. Another offensive zone faceoff for the Buckeyes coming up. They're averaging 2.7 goals per game this season, only 2.1 in league play. Actually, the Buckeyes in Big Ten conference action. So now 26 games have been outscored 99-55. But they've had the Badgers number three of the last four meetings over the last 4 weeks. Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff. Good work by Owen Mellenbacher, who last night was 7 of 13 in the faceoff circle. The Badgers break it up into the Ohio State zone. Sawyer Scholl goes to get it behind the net, wanted to wrap it around, but Johnson cut off his path to the net. Scholl caught up to it right wing and fires it back right corner to left. Zach Scholes, the freshman defenseman, pinches in. Charlie Stramel there for support, but the Buckeyes take it away. Good hit by Scholl on the defenseman McBrayer. Now Stephen Holliday drops to Davis Burnside. His shot blocked, gobbled up by Wisconsin Stramel. Good breakout pass up the middle to Owen Mellenbacher. One on two. Mellenbacher looking for reinforcements. Now turns to his left and dumps it in. He'll head to the Badger bench. Change made. William Whitelaw's got the puck. Left wing to the point now. Palatichuk. Right point. It's Dexheimer. Looking back to Palatichuk. Straight away. Shoots one. That went off a body. Trickles in. Right toward the goal line. No. The horn went off. The referee says no. Washing it out. We play on. Even though the horn went off, the players continue to play.
Well, the referee washed it off right away. He was in perfect position to see whether it crossed the red line or the goal line or not.
Good job by Sean Fernandez to make sure he got in position to make the call. From our angle, Ian, it looked like the puck was laying right on the goal line, did not cross the goal line, which it needs to do for it to count. Now, when there is a stoppage, I would assume the referees will take a look just to make sure.
And neither team will have to use a timeout to challenge this because it's a referee's call.
Thomas Weiss chips a pass over to the near side, and Scooter Bricky, the right-handed defenseman, fires it in. Cilia cuts off the forechecker. Loose puck, though, picked up by Burnside. Out to the point now, fumbled by William Smith. Hook free by Matthew DeSaint-Fowl. Three on three, basically. DeSaint-Fowl right wing slowed with a body check by Smith, then throws it in front. Ricocheted off Bricky to the left of the goaltender Turnus, now taken by Ohio State. No score, 2:50 into the opening period here in Madison. Not a bad crowd for a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's not included in the season ticket package.
And not aware if the Badgers would be playing this game three. Yeah. You never know. Other plans being made. It's been beautiful outside, too. All right, Ohio State out of its own end. Riley Hughes sauced to pass ahead to Guzzo just off his stick. Quinn Finley now leans into McBrayer in the offensive zone. Got pulled down from behind, but no penalty call. Tried to draw one. Now Christian Fitzgerald, good work along the end board. Slides a pass out to the left point. Bolatichuk banks it off the end boards. It goes off the side of the net. And now a quick whistle by the referee. That again, Sean Fernandez. And a faceoff coming up inside the Ohio State zone. 3:26 into the opening period. No score. We get a video replay on the Jumbotron from above the Ohio State net. We see the puck wobbling towards the goal line. And the Buckeyes defenseman, Teal Wahlberg, got there just as the puck was about to close or go across the line.
I don't know if it crossed it or not.
I don't either. The fans here, who basically wear Cardinal and white, every one of them that are in the building, thought that that puck went across the line. But from the vantage point we had, I don't think it clearly went all the way across. But the referees tonight, Sean Fernandez and Andrew Brueggemann, who worked the first two games of the series, are at the scorer's table now to take a look. It's tough to see. The netting is in the way a little bit. Wahlberg reaches in. It's awfully close. But it looked like it was wobbling almost on edge. You know, the puck's only 3 inches in diameter.
Really?
Ian, yes.
I did not know that.
Right, and it looked like there was just a centimeter, Canadian terms, that, you know, maybe it had not crossed that goal line.
Well, I was always told by every official.
No goal. They
every
say
official.
No goal. Yep.
Unless you can see white on the other side of the puck, we're not going to call it a goal.
No goal. Credit the Big Ten officiating crew for going to take a look at it on their own without getting nudged or persuaded by Mike Hastings or Steve Rollins.
Jumped off of Lindmark's skate, to be honest with you.
All right. Christian Fitzgerald lost the offensive zone faceoff. Bricky gains the red line and dumps it down in off the glass in the right corner. It bounces to the left corner now. After it is Fitzgerald, can't reach it. Pilatichuk whacked it to the far wall. Tassi protects, and he chips it out to center ice, brought down by Carfagna. Damian Carfagna to Scooter Bricky, now to center ice and Stephen Holliday. What a fantastic-looking player this sophomore is. Ottawa Senators draft choice a couple of years ago. Fourth round pick, Holliday, a point per game guy. D-to-D pass, Carfagna shot one in front, blocked down and taken by Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Up ahead now, Mellenbacher, center ice. Tried to flip it right wing to Tassi, intercepted by Ohio State on the attack. Holliday stops outside the right ring. Wanted to play it to the corner, but pressured by Lotch, who tied him up. Good physical play by the Badgers junior defenseman, Daniel Lotch. Holliday fights through it, takes a check from Wisconsin. Scholl got the puck to Mason Klee. His shot didn't get through, and taken by Wisconsin's Charlie Stramel. Up he comes, skating right wing, cuts to the middle of the ice, now cuts back to the right, shoots one, save made by Turnus. Beautiful move by Charlie Stramel.
That was Bobby Orr-ish. Go from one end to the other end and still get a good shot on net.
Strabel looking for his first goal in 18 games, the first-round draft pick of the Minnesota Wild. Puck behind the Badgers' net. Here is Caden Brown, the former Badger, out to Johnson. The right-handed defenseman finds McBrayer. His shot blocked by Strabel, who's out of position to block it again. But the Badgers get a nice bounce to the wall. It's loose far side. Max Montez defended by Anthony Kerr. Stumbled a bit. Got the puck out to the point. McBrayer. He launches a shot. Saved by McClellan. Rebound there. But Gordon, beg your pardon, that's Matt Cassidy, couldn't get his stick down. And now it's kicked to the near wall. Brown fires a pass out to the left point. McBrayer faked to shoot. Then walked around one man. Loose in the slot. A penalty coming up here in a moment. It'll be on Wisconsin. Brent Johnson holds the zone for Ohio State. Stick handles away from pressure. Takes it to the left wing. Back to the net. Still has it. The defenseman now twirls. Rolls back far side. Extra attacker for Ohio State. They have six skaters out because they've emptied their net. Now the Badgers possess, and a whistle stops play. And Wisconsin will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. Time of the penalty, 5:29, as Andrew Brueggemann will discuss.
Wisconsin penalty number 24. 2 minutes.
The penalty on Anthony Kerr, who had only three penalties the entire season. He's had three penalties in this series now, two on Friday and one here tonight.
Well, that'll bring the faceoff down. And after good pressure, it'll be down in the Badgers' defensive zone, excuse me. And Anthony Kerr, kind of one of the pivotal people in defensive penalty killing.
Yep.
Could be a big loss, but Ohio State really had the pressure on. There were several blocked shots and loose pucks, and the Badgers were able to survive that. But one of them must have been a little more aggressive than the referees preferred.
Kerr slashing at 5:29. Good work by Matthew D. Same foul to pressure Davis Burnside out near the blue line. Poked it past him and all the way down. Nice work by DeSaint Fowl on the forecheck on Teal Wahlberg, the freshman defenseman, jarring the puck free behind the Buckeyes net. He now puts his body on Burnside, too, forcing him to pass once again behind the Buckeyes cage. And now Wahlberg has it. Sixth-round draft pick of the Ottawa Senators, Teal Wahlberg, 6'5", 203. Hands off to Davis Burnside, right wing now. Bricky gains the line, dumps it back to Wahlberg, the left-handed defenseman. Wahlberg surveys, right wing Bricky. He's open at the dot. Shot goes off the shin pad of Palatichuk. Ricochet to Holiday to Wahlberg, back to Holiday, half boards left, steps in, shoots one, left pad save, rebound, Davis Burnside scores. Ohio State a power play goal, leads game 3-1-0.
And as innocent as that seemed, that shot came from the exterior. The puck comes right onto the open stick of Burnside, and all he has to do is take one stride, and McClellan, who was playing the original shot, bang,
no one
back of the door.
No one there to defend Davis Burnside. An easy tap-in power play goal at 6:16 for Burnside. His eighth goal this season, his second on the power play. Gives Stephen Holiday the primary assist as he shot the puck off the left pad of McClellan. Rebound to Burnside, and he scores. Ohio State 3-for-5 in this series on the power play after going 0-for-11 against the Badgers during four regular season meetings. And Wisconsin has given up another power play goal here at home, something it rarely did in the first 4 months of the season. Long-range shot by the defenseman trickled through. It went off the right knee of McClellan. Badgers have possession. Simon Tassie will throw it out to center ice. But again, the Buckeyes pressuring the Badgers. Wisconsin struggling to defend this team in scarlet and gray. You give up only 3 goals on Friday and lose. You gave up only 2 last night, but 39 shots on goal. Here's Fitzgerald weaving his way into the offensive zone. Ran into Bricky, lost the puck. Tassie looking for it to come his way. Instead, it's lofted back by the Buckeyes. Foot race, Palatichuk and Hughes. They wave it off. Isaac. Wow, the linesman Justin Cornell was slow to get back, it appeared. And I thought that Wisconsin's Palatichuk won that race. Shot by Bricky off the stick, then the near side post. And here's Palatichuk out of the zone to DeSaint Fowl. Slowed by Bricky. And now it's Carfagna. Heaves it out to center. Jake Dunlap with it. Two Badgers back. Off balance shot, well off the mark. Dunlap, though, goes to get it.
Probably intentionally looking for the referee.
Oh, bad pass by DeSaint Fowl. Hughes intercepts and holds the zone for Ohio State. Throws it towards the net. Scooped up with a left-hand glove by Kyle McClellan. He hangs on. 7:43 into the first period. Davis Burnside, a power play goal from Stephen Holiday and Teal Wahlberg. And the Buckeyes on the board first.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the penalty was justified, but the referee thought it was. And again, that guy left wide open in the slot. But, you know, when you see that shot being taken by Holiday and you think he's going to get his own rebound, the backside forward does have to go down.
Yeah.
But he just left his man wide open.
Face off to the right of McClellan. Puck is loose, taken by Wisconsin's Zach Scholes. Finds Carson Bantle in the Wisconsin zone. Up to center ice, he throws it. But Buckeyes pick it up there. Now Scholes takes it off of Bantle's body, then the shelf. Whitelaw takes a slash but dumps it into the offensive corner to our left. Lindmark in pursuit. The Buckeyes rim it around. Wisconsin's Mike Vorlicki holds. Bantle takes a hit to feed the puck to the corner in Lindmark. Lindmark out to the point now. Vorlicki. He looks and sets and shoots, and it went off the Buckeye in front, Michael Gildon, and ricocheted to the far side. Wisconsin's Bantle knocked down, back up on his skates in the corner. Wahlberg missed a check on him. To the point now, Vorlicki. Left side, Scholes steps to the left on Burnside. Now cuts back down the wall, turns back towards the blue line, then throws it into the corner. That's where Gildon goes to get it, but Lindmark took it away.
Oh.
Pass intended for Whitelaw, who had a path to the net, but Williams stopped the pass too far in front of him, and the Buckeyes clear to neutralize. 11:18 to go, first period. Ohio State with a 1-0 lead. Badgers only have one shot on goal in the first 8.5-plus minutes. Daniel Lodge in the defensive zone taps it off to Sawyer. Scholl finds Mellenbacher up the wall. He backhands one across. Charlie Stramel goes to get it. Stramel pitched it past Johnson. First man there is McBrayer. Reverses course to Johnson. On him, Mellenbacher. Now Stramel picks him up. Instead, D to D to McBrayer. And out of the zone comes Ohio State. Lead feed goes off the stick of Sam Decutt into the Badgers bench. Stopping play. 10:50 left here in the first period. It's 1-0 Ohio State. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond.
Good energy. I thought, you know, the smart plays have been made by the Badgers, but the reaction plays have been made by Ohio State.
Yeah. Badgers win the faceoff and send it in. Logan Turnus behind his net leaves it off for McBrayer. Whips it around but held in left wing by Daniel Lodge, who poked it back to the corner. McBrayer gives chase, beats Simon Tassie to the puck. He flings a pass up ahead that went off the stick of Horbach to Cassidy, and then puck deflects back to center ice. Taken there by McBrayer. Cassidy helps it back into the Wisconsin zone, and McClellan has it as the Buckeyes get a change. Jack Horbach, sophomore from Naperville, the extra skater on Mike Hastings' line chart today. Anthony Kerr back into his own zone. Now Lodge forced to pass through traffic, and it was knocked off the body of Montez. No, that's Thomas Wise, and into the crowd. 10-10 to go in the first period. 1-0 Ohio State.
Not sure if it's fatigue or whether it's just mental discipline, but you saw that Latch and Kerr were deep down below the faceoff dots in the defensive zone. But they also got into a situation where they had nobody to pass to because there was so much of a gap.
Yep.
The forwards were up looking for the breakaway pass.
Badgers defensemen need help from the forwards to come back and make it a lot easier to exit their zone. We'll keep an eye on that here tonight. Ohio State wins the faceoff, 5 of 9 in the faceoff circle so far. They dump it into the Badger zone to our right. Dexheimer ran into Dunlap, tried to force the puck through him and failed. And a long-range shot now by Carfagna, well off the mark. Bricky swings it around to the left corner. David Cilia hustling after it, and he'll catch up to it with speed. Moves it to the right wing across the line. Drop pass intended for DeSaint foul. Didn't get through Hughes. And then Cilia tripped up behind the Ohio State net, and no penalty call. Here comes Jake Dunlap now. Tries to get around Mike Borlicki. Good defense by the Badgers. Captain slowing his progress as he cut down the middle of the ice. It's played around to the near wall. David Cilia's got it now back in his own end. He's got snow on the left side of his body after being tripped up a moment ago. Cilia across the line. Cruz Lucius looking, shooting. Easy glove save for Turnus. Just the second shot he's faced in the opening period. He hangs on, and a stoppage in play. There's 9:21 to go in the first period. Game 3, best of 3, first round Big Ten playoff series. And Ohio State leads fifth-ranked Wisconsin 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish. With Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint, you'll save time on your projects because it's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Pittsburgh Grand Distinction comes in over 700 one-coat colors. Explore all the color options in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Wisconsin trails Ohio State 1-0. 9:21 left here in the opening period at the Kohl Center in Madison. Big band on hand here today. That's nice.
Yeah, the 12 that were here last night, congratulations to them. They must have called all their friends and said, hey, we need a bigger band.
Were you in the band, Ian, growing up?
No.
No?
No.
No. I was a percussionist.
So was I. I was a snare drummer in junior high, and my dad always used to say, could you play my favorite song, please? Far Away and Over the Hill.
Shot by Dexheimer, kicked out by Turnus. Puck behind the net, Bantle now. Oh, he got it off the Whitelaw. Slot pass for Lindmark, and he pushed it wide, defended by Montez. Owens got it back, though. Now his shot didn't get through.
Good play.
And ricocheted out to Wise. Look out. Home run pass for Montez. He lobs it ahead, and it goes on angle to the far corner. Cycled now to Brown. Caden Brown, the left-hander. Two Badgers immediately on him, and they take the puck away. And Ben Dexheimer up by the benches, scoops it into the offensive zone. Wisconsin gets a change. 8.5 minutes left of the first. 1-0 Ohio State. Yeah, our producer Mike Henderson, a percussionist too. Not that anybody really cares. I was terrible. I can't hold a beat. Here's Burnside now, able to swing the puck out at center ice. Wisconsin takes it from there. Owen Mellenbacher with Sawyer Scholl and Charlie Stramel. And Anthony Kerr fires the puck deep into the Ohio State zone. Turnis stops it. Pass to the corner, deflected right to Stephen Holliday. He's pressured by Stramel, who takes him down. Could have been a penalty on Stramel, but the referee lets him play on. Holliday, though, gets up and comes out of there with a puck. Stramel trying to peel it from behind, unsuccessful, and up to center ice now. Caught off the skates of Michael Gilden. Quickly to the near side wall, wheeling pass to the slot. Holliday off his skate to the corner. Daniel Lotch looking to chip it out. Instead, Holliday's got it, leans into Daniel. Try to tap off Gilden. He gets the job done. Out to the point now. Johnson sets. His shot blocked by Scholl. And then shoved down by Johnson. Clear interference and a penalty coming up. Otherwise, Scholl may have had a breakaway.
Coincidental liners.
They're going to take Scholl for embellishment.
Yep.
Wow. Scholl poked that puck free and would have had a breakaway. Johnson leans in and two hands shoves him to the ice. And Anthony Brueggemann calls him for diving. Wow.
Yikes.
Sawyer didn't have to sell it, I can tell you that. He clearly interfered with him. Waiting to see a replay just to confirm what I thought I saw. And we're getting it now. And again, I don't know how that's embellishment. He knocked him off balance. He fell down. But coincidental minors on Wisconsin's Scholl and Ohio State's Johnson at 12:25. And the fans that made it out here tonight, you can tell, don't like it at all.
Well, a little more open ice. Guaranteed Ohio State, we're going to see Scooter Bricky for about 7 minutes in a row here.
He's out there right now, and he's got speed as he fills the right wing. Patrick Guzzo dumps it in on him, Mike Vorlicky. Guzzo poked it along the kick plate far side. David Cilia there to help. Free the puck for Vorlicky. Taps back to Scholes. Reverses now to Vorlicky, and that frees some time and space for the Badgers. Ohio State will change its forwards in this four-on-four sequence. Here comes David Cilia up the ice. A goal and an assist last night for Cilia, who's got the puck. Left wing pass for Tassi, broken up, and now the Buckeyes have numbers. Yep, Montez with it right wing, cuts to the slot. Left wing, Bricky catches out, just outstretched of his grasp, and then once he did finally get possession of the puck, he shot it off his stick and out of play. Now Simon Tassi on the far side, mixing it up a bit with one of the Buckeyes. Tassi will head to the Badgers bench. He and Thomas Wise were popping one another, but the linesman got in there relatively quickly. Face off in the Wisconsin zone to the right of Kyle McClellan. 1-0 Ohio State. We're skating 4-on-4 for the next minute 18.
I think Tassie's kind of been designated the guy to relay the message.
Wahlberg, right side, McBrayer open, shoots one, glove save made by McClellan, his fifth save on six shots he's faced so far. Kyle McClellan in this building this season has allowed only 25 goals. He's 12-4-1 at the Kohl Center. Those four losses, as he allowed only 8 goals in those four games that the Badgers were unsuccessful. Face off to his left, Fitzgerald and Montez, and Christian won the draw. Fitzgerald won only 6 of 20 faceoffs last night, but wins that one here. And the possession belongs to Ben Dexheimer. Stick from behind once or twice by Montez. They're letting the stick work go again. Pass, slot, open. Fitzgerald sets, shoots, and that's blocked. Knocked down by the Buckeyes. McBrayer with it. Oh, Fitzgerald wide open in the slot. Tried to go upstairs. Here's Palatichuk now. Settles the puck down. Slides it ahead to Fitzgerald. Taps it back to Finley. Lost the handle for a moment. Now twirls to his left and ran into McBrayer, who took the puck away. Right wing pass Wise. McBrayer was offside, but we play on. Puck dumped in. McBrayer engaged by Lodge, and Quinn Finley's got it. Finley hasn't scored a goal in 12 games. Only 1 point in that stretch. Here he comes in, tries to chip a pass left wing for Fitzgerald. Didn't get through. It's loose in the slot. Fitzgerald able to whack it to the near wall. Out of the point, Lodge finds an open man far side. Kerr. Slot pass. Fitzgerald put it in front. Finley. Turnaround shot. Oh, he missed the net. Maybe Turnus got his glove on it. Don't think so. Ricochet to the far side. Kerr now. Stick handling through four Buckeyes. He finds an open man, Cilia, who got tied up by Holiday. But Cilia with the puck and out kicks it back into the Wisconsin zone.
Everything right except put it in the basket.
5:35 to go here in the period. 1-0 Ohio State. Cruz Lucius tried to feather a pass through traffic, broken up. Scholl and Johnson out of the penalty boxes. We're skating 5-on-5 with 5:25 left until the first intermission.
Pretty uneventful 4-on-4.
Yeah, only 4 shots on goal for the Badgers in this game so far. Ohio State has only 6. A power play goal for Davis Burnside on a rebound. And the lone tally so far. Ricky will send it in left corner. Borlicki lifts the stick of the forward. Deck cut to free the puck, and it comes out to center ice, and the Buckeyes will take it there. William Smith, Clark Cup champion with the Sioux City Musketeers a couple of years ago when Luke Strand was the head coach, finds deck cut up near the Badgers line, double teamed by both Scholes and Whitelaw, and Wisconsin's got it. Bantle tries to poke it around Bricky. He did. Took a little cross check up near the chest, fought through it. Bantle very aggressive on the forecheck and shoulders Mason Cleave down, and the puck still free in the offensive zone. Good work by Carson Bantle, who knocks the puck down right wing for himself. Stick handling with it. What's he going to do with it? Well, he falls down and lost the puck. And now Cleave takes it away at center ice. He'll drop it off left wing. It's Cassidy. No points for Cassidy this season. And he fires a tough angled shot that McClellan used his right shoulder to stop. Lead feed breakout. Dexheimer up the middle of the ice. Not a good idea. Guzzo intercepts and dumps it in.
Yeah, if it had gone through those 12 players from Ohio State, he might have caught in Bantle.
Yep. Lead feed at center now. Jack Horbach protects the Badgers change. Open right wing pass taken by Charlie Stramel. Slowed a bit by Dunlap. Lost the puck, but there is Scholl. Scoops it towards the front of the net. Intercepted by Carfagna. Quickly Ohio State in transition. Hughes lost the puck. Got it back. Shoots one low. Stick saved by McClellan. Steered it far side. Only Sawyer Scholl could get it. The Badgers freshman forward chips it in. He'll chase it down. Below the goal line right at Sawyer Scholl. Went shoulder to shoulder with the defenseman Smith. Battling with Montez. Charlie Stramel waiting for the puck to squirm free. 3.5 minutes left in the first period. 1-0 Ohio State. Stramel's got it. Bumps it out to the point. But in the way was Dunlap. He poked it away from Kerr. And now Anthony's got the puck. And the Badgers turn and come to our left. Jack Horbach directs into the Ohio State zone and a whistle. And Sawyer Scholl and Jake Dunlap tied up by the Badger bench. Quick whistle by Sean Fernandez just to make sure no further shenanigans would ensue. They call Wisconsin for icing. Puck will be dropped down in the Badger zone.
I was under the firm impression that Horbach had touched that and it just tipped it wide, but apparently not.
Right. Face off to McClellan's right. Won by Ohio State's McBrayer. Sets and fires off the end boards and ricochet to the near side and Horbach, and he'll pitch fork it out to center ice. Puck played with a high stick by Brent Johnson. That will give the Badgers an offensive zone faceoff here in just a moment. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of all Badger athletics. Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Well, the Badgers were good offensively last night, far better than they were on Friday night, but tonight they've generated only 4 shots on goal. What is Ohio State doing?
Making them go to the outside 90% of the time, and anything that is an attempted shot on goal is either being blocked or tips wide.
Badgers unable to win the offensive zone faceoff, but Ohio State just iced it, and another faceoff to come down to the right of Logan Turnus.
Notice the line that's out there offensively right now for the Badgers.
It's Christian Fitzgerald, Matthew D. St. Foul, and Simon Tassie. Mike Hastings trying to find something that'll work here early on. 3:05 left in the opening period. And just as the linesman was about to drop the puck, the other linesman blew his whistle. Justin Cornell warning Wisconsin. So they'll drop the puck again. Apparently, D. St. Foul a little premature on the puck drop. And now it's dropped, and it's kicked free. Tassie's got it. Down the wall comes Palatichuk, left corner. Back behind the net, Joe Palatichuk hasn't scored a goal in 32 games. Now DeSane foul, tied up near side by Carfagna. Able to get a pass out, Dexheimer. Topol shoots one, blocker, save, rebound, kick to Tassi. Tried to fire it off the back of the goaltender. Went off the side of the cage, though. The Buckeyes play it up to the near wall. Burnside turns, lost the puck. DeSane foul, slot, cuts right. Can he get a shot off? Yes, but it's off a stick. And caroms to the near side. And the Buckeyes, Gilden, able to play it out to neutral ice. 2.5 minutes left in the period. 1-0 Ohio State. Still only 4 shots on goal for the Badgers here in this period. Puck chopped back into the Wisconsin zone, and Mike Vorlicki goes to get it. The Badgers captain, Vorlicki, playing in his 124th career game. All the seniors, the graduate students on this squad, hoping this is not the last game at the Kohl Center this season. Wisconsin, Schultz dumps it in. Oh. Eddie gained the red line. They say no. Icing on Wisconsin. Mike Hastings does not like that call one bit. The referee from the far side by the bench is the one to call Schultz for failing to gain the red line. It sure looked like he made it to me, but they're going to drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone. 2:06 left on the first period clock.
Close only counts in horseshoes.
Yeah. Celia to take the faceoff. Lost the draw. Hughes, right side, Johnson. Johnson will feather it into the corner. First man there is Mike Vorlicki. Puts it to the far corner, and Whitelaw chipped it ahead. Now Celia, who does the same for Wisconsin's Lucius, but he can't play the bouncing puck. And Johnson's got it now for OSU. To Hughes, who redirects between his legs into the attacking zone. But Daniel Lodge there, the Buckeyes getting a change. 1:40 left here in the first. Here comes Whitelaw with speed. Tries to go through two Buckeyes and lost the puck.
That's like a five-man wall.
Yeah.
As soon as they get into the neutral zone, Wisconsin is being met by five OSU players.
Celia's shot blocked. Carum to Kerr. Kerr then lost it. Celia's got it. 1:25 left in the period. Taps a pass out to the left point, and Scholl will send it in. Spins around to the right corner. The Buckeyes have plenty. Celia blocked it. Into the corner he goes. Whips it around now to the left wing. Here's Palatichuk. He gets walloped on the near side wall by Cassidy. Lost possession. Buckeyes bank it ahead to center. That forces Dexheimer all the way back into his own zone with 1 minute left here in the opening period. Big Ten playoff hockey series finale. Buckeyes won game one. Badgers game two. Finley with a snapshot top of the left circle. Blocker save made by Turnus. Badgers haven't tested him much at all here in this game. And didn't, for that matter, in the first game on Friday either, when Turnus stopped 28 of 29 shots and all relatively easy saves. Now Cassidy will backhand into the Wisconsin zone, and Dexheimer. 35 seconds left in the opening period. Here's Sawyer Scholl. Left wing Finley looks, and he'll dump it in off the end boards. Caroms towards the front of the net, blocked down by Turnus to the stick of Smith. Lead feed Wise. He deflects into the Wisconsin end. Palatichuk angles to the puck far side, tried to chip it out, got the job done. Wisconsin's Kerr then lost his stick, and the Buckeyes dump it right back down in. McClellan stops the puck, passes to Lodge up the left wing wall. Bantle too far, no icing. Will they call it? No. And the Buckeyes back to play it, and that'll do it for the opening period. So Wisconsin, Anthony Kerr took a slashing penalty at 5:29, and the Buckeyes converted with a power play goal about 45 seconds later. And after one period here in Madison, it's Ohio State 1 and Wisconsin nothing. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, David Burnside, rebound, power play goal at 6:16 off a shot from Stephen Holliday. Teo Wahlberg, the secondary assist for Burnside, his eighth goal of the season, the only goal of the opening period. Ohio State with a 1-0 lead. Shots on goal, the Buckeyes had eight. Wisconsin only five shots on goal in the opening period. Again, Ohio State 1-for-1 on the power play. The Badgers have yet to have a man advantage. Faceoffs, Ohio State 11 out of 16 so far. Good numbers for the Buckeyes, who blocked four shots. The Badgers have six so far. Ohio State looking good, playing a good playoff road game here in Madison.
Nothing fancy.
Yep.
Pretty much a spitting image of Steve Rolick as a player. Do your job. Make sure that the guy across from you doesn't get a scoring opportunity. Be tough in the corners. Everything that... for whatever reason, we used to call Steve Rolick our meat and potatoes guy. He was nothing fancy. There was no butterfly shrimp in his game so whatsoever. So you just get into a position where I think it is a reflection of the coaching staff, and it's a reflection of the fact that they don't have a significant amount of really skilled players who are older. Mm-hmm. Holliday we talk about all the time. Montez we've given a lot of credit to. But once you get past that, there's not a lot of guys in that lineup that can make big scores. So you're going to have to win games 1-0, 2-1. And it's strictly because of the strict discipline that they have shown here tonight.
Well, the Buckeyes with a power play goal lead Wisconsin 1-0 after one period of play. The AmFam First Intermission Report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again!
Well, Minnesota beat Penn State in two games to advance to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. Michigan did the same to Notre Dame. The Nittany Lions and the Fighting Irish, their seasons are over. And this also means that underclassmen oftentimes turn pro, and that was the case today. Notre Dame's Landon Slaggard, who had 19 goals this season, signed an entry-level contract with the Chicago Blackhawks today. The Badgers hoping to advance to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals and host Minnesota next Sunday, but they're down 1-0 after one against Ohio State. 2.5-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Aaron here at the Kohl Center, and Ian, this first period box score about as exciting as the first period itself. Not a lot stands out at all when it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers.
Exactly the case, and if you look at who got the shots, it's not the perennial favorites by any stretch of the imagination. When you can hold Cruz Lucius to one shot, and you take a look at Quinn Finley got one shot, but other than that, a lot of zeros.
Yeah, the best opportunity really was Charlie Stramel. That was
correct.
More of a one-on-two type situation where he cut left, back right, found himself open and had a good look, but shot it right into the chest of the goaltender.
He seems to have that ability. If there's one attribute that Charlie has, it's that when he gets in traffic, he sees the whole ice in front of him. And I'm so impressed with that. The problem is that he's doing it at half speed. You know, that's one of the big issues.
David Stellion, one of the best faceoff men in the country, is now 0-for-6 in the faceoff circle. He lost the opening draw here in the second period. Buckeyes dump it in. It bounces off the end boards to McClellan, who left it off for Dexheimer. Now Cilia will set it up to center ice. Taken there by Scooter Brickey, and it's dumped right back into the Wisconsin zone, and Dexheimer's got it. They quickly forecheck two men here, Ian, but the Badgers break out nicely. Center circle, it's DeSaint Fowl with Cilia and Lucius. DeSaint Fowl pushed wide. Lucius now picks up the loose puck to the right circle. Cilia, one-time shot. That was partially blocked. Now Palatichuk, long-range shot, forcing Turnus to lean to his left. He gloved it and hung on in a faceoff to come in the Ohio State zone. 32 seconds into the second period, no score.
Joe would like to have that shot back again. When he put it back down, the puck was wobbling, and so it was kind of a knuckleball as it went towards the net.
Yep.
Three Badgers in the territory, which is what you like to see. Would have liked to have seen that shot be low and possibly deflectable.
Face off, the Badgers will control it, but only after they run it down in their own zone. It deflected all the way back towards Kyle McClellan. Lotch and Kerr on the ice. Tassie with Fitzgerald and Finley. Puck heaved out to center. Finley trying to lift the stick of McBrayer. Unsuccessful. Gilden now puts it to open ice far side, and Brent Johnson goes to get it. Washington Capitals third-round pick 2 years ago. Former North Dakota Fighting Hawk. Buckeyes dump it down in. Holiday with it now. Nice pass to Burnside. Gilden shot blocked by Finley, and he pushed it ahead intended for Tassie, but not a good pass, intercepted by the Buckeyes, who dump it back in. Now Lodge up the right wing wall, and Fitzgerald will come out. Breakout pass to the left wing and Kerr near the Badgers bench. Carries across the line. Turns into a double team, threw it behind the net. Wahlberg now has it, backpedaling to the near corner. Fires it back far side to Klee. His headman pass too far, and icing called on Ohio State. 1:31 into the second. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. They trail 1-0.
Good break for the Badgers because they get that icing, and you get into a situation where they were in the midst of a line change, and Ohio State had a guy coming right up the middle, and if it would have been stick to stick, it would have been a foot race between he and Daniel Lotch at that time.
Face off to Turnus's right. He hasn't been tested at all so far. Puck loose in the circle, still loose, and it's won by Ohio State. Good work by Thomas Wise to fight through the physicality of Charlie Stramel. Carried it to center. Now the Buckeyes dump it in. Delayed offside, washed out. Wisconsin Scholes nudged it ahead to Mellenbacher. Sweeps it up, intended for Sawyer Scholl. Taken by Klee. And now the puck slides by the Buckeyes bench across the way. And Charlie Stramel goes to get it. Open man, center ice, Mellenbacher. Tap pass to Scholl just a bit too far. Buckeyes go to get it. Stramel then gives Wise a pretty good pop right near the Buckeyes bench, and his stick went flying into the bench. Buckeyes have the puck, though, in the offensive zone. Carfania Smith, wide open, left dot, steps in, shoots one, missed the far post. Well, if he gone upstairs by another inch or two, it's a 2-0 game. He just walked in all by his lonesome, William Smith, the freshman defenseman, who has one goal in 30 games. Now look out, puck in front. Oh, here's Cassidy with a chance. In tight as it slipped to the right of McClellan. He shot it off the side of the netting. He had half the net to shoot at. Tough angle for Cassidy, but he didn't put it on goal. Matt Cassidy, who's a senior for Ohio State, has yet to put a point on the board this year. Still 1-0 Buckeyes, 17-15 left, and what we saw in the first period from Wisconsin, we're seeing again here in the second.
Yeah, pretty sloppy, a lot of stick checks instead of body checks, and hesitation.
Yeah.
Something we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, well, this is the way they looked on Friday, passive. And the Buckeyes have taken advantage. Wisconsin may be fortunate. It's only 1-0 right now, 3 minutes into the second period. Wild pass by Lindmark, too far for Bantle. Icing waved off. Johnson goes to get it. D to McBrayer. Nightlaw converges on him. Got his bump in, but now Bantle back checking. Helps Lindmark free the puck. An aerial feed that Whitelaw can't knock down. Johnson's got it for Ohio State up to the blue line. Hughes failed the first time to dump it in. Second time he gets it done. But Wisconsin's Dexheimer goes to get it. Comes flying from behind his own nets. Palatichuk to Cruz Lucius. He couldn't catch that pass. And the Badgers again forced to go back into their own zone. Bumped off the backboards by Palatichuk for Dexheimer. Long lead feed. Wisconsin's Cilia onside. Left wing. Good poke check by Holiday. Cilia, though, lost balance, had the puck, fell down behind the net. There's DeSaint Fowle. Put it in front, but right to the backhand of Michael Gildon, the Ohio State forward. And it's sent out through center ice. Here's Burnside. Escape move, drop pass Johnson. Taken away by Anthony Kerr. Nice pass up now to DeSaint Fowle. One on two, filling the middle of the ice, Cilia. The DeSaint Fowle tied up by Burnside. Couldn't get a pass or a shot off. Now the Buckeyes, Gildon has it. Turns and faces the ice. And we'll just walk his way up to center ice on the left wing, and we'll scoop it down in. 4.5 minutes into the second. 1-0 Ohio State. A Davis Burnside power play goal at 6:16 to the first. Cilia now, Tassie. Tassie from behind. Good pressure by Wise. Poked the puck free. They're still entangled as they wrestle around in the Ohio State zone. Buckeyes have it now, Montez. Open man right wing, Brown. Nice catch on his backhand. Can't turn to shoot. Now he turns and looks for a trailer. Wise comes in, and he tried to go right side on McClellan, who came out top of the crease to force a shot, and it was off target. That was an aggressive play by Kyle McClellan, who's kind of bending backwards. It almost looks like he bent himself out of shape there for a second. Kerr one-hands the puck to the far side. Fitzgerald protects. Right back to Kerr. Open man Tassie at center. Here's Horbach staying on side. Tassie, long-range shot outside the Ohio State zone. Glove by Turnus. He hangs on, and a faceoff to come. 14:46 left in the second. It's 1-0 Buckeyes.
I think that's why they call the goaltenders Gumbies. Because they just kind of contort themselves like that rubber toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm amazed at Kyle McClellan's ability to contort his body to make the save.
Yeah, that time one of his teammates got in the way, knocked him off balance a little bit. He looks okay. Face off to the left of Turnus. Only 7 shots on goal for Wisconsin in 25 minutes of hockey. There's Deckhut up to center. Cassidy had it. Lost the handle. Messina using his stick to try to jam it free. And now Scholes has it. Goal line to goal line, left corner, Vorlicki banks it ahead, Finley snaps off a pass that Stramel takes from behind off the wall, catches, pass to the slot, didn't get through, Deckhot able to get it out to center ice. Good idea for Stramel that time, but just misfired on the pass.
Yeah, there's not much you can do once it's a turnover. Everybody's got to start backpedaling, and luckily the defensemen were in the midst of a change and able to take that play.
Dexheimer ahead to Scholl now. 1-on-5. Shoots one. Turnus save. He juggled the rebound. It's still loose. The defenseman Klee right there to put it in the glove of Turnus, who gets a whistle. 6 minutes gone by. Second period. Still 1-0 Ohio State. We've mentioned Mason Klee's name, an RPI transfer. Played there for 4 years. His dad, NHL player, played at Boston College. He's the head coach of the WPHL Minnesota squad.
Yes.
And he was assigned late in the offseason before the start of the PWHL season. He's doing a pretty good job with that squad. Puck to the left of Turnus in the corner. Bantle using his big body. Whitelaw, Lindmark out there too. Owen spots the puck, try to pick it up and dash behind the net, but taken by Ohio State. And here's Dunlap now, 2-on-2. Cuts his way to the slot, cut off by Dexheimer. Poked the puck free to Palatichuk. Looking for an outlet, it's Lindmark. He juggled it for a bit and then throws it down to the Ohio State zone, but right to the stick of Carfagna. Headman for Guzzo. Did he get a piece of it? Apparently not. Icing on Ohio State. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 1-0 Buckeyes, 13:29 left in the second period, and the people in the building here haven't had much to cheer about at all.
A lot of people sitting on their hands, and it's going to take one real good play or a good hit in order to kind of get the Badgers out of this funk.
And Cilia knocked down and lost the faceoff again. Dunlap with it. Cilia finally getting up. Dunlap with it. Blue line shot blocked by Kerr. Kerr trying to get it out to center. Puck squirts free. Lodge in a foot race with Hughes in the Wisconsin zone. Got there, and he'll tap it back now to Kerr. Kerr slides a pass underneath the stick of Holiday to Cilia. Sauced across for Lodge, and he couldn't catch it off his skate. But Burnside misplays. Now Lodge in on the forecheck. Ohio State goes D to D, up the near side wall, and Gildan redirects to center ice. Mike Borlicki takes it there. Borlicki dumps it in, and he'll chase it down, or at least hope to. Turnus there, threw it off the body of Borlicki, kicked it free, looking for the loose puck with Cilia. Knocked to the near wall by Gildan. He's got it now, and Ohio State will skate it up. Gildan with it, backpedaling Borlicki. Gildan moves left to the wall and dumps it in. Around to the right corner it goes. Scholes eyes up Burnside. Those two engaged. St. Foul, or beg your pardon, Horbach waiting for the puck to come free. Cilia still out there too. Horbach now has it, taps it to Cilia. He's pressured by Montez and turned it over. Montez has it, defended by Scholes. Max Montez, here's Wise. He tried to tee one up, but he shanked the one-timer. And Wisconsin's Tassie will scoop it out to center ice with 12:15 left in the second period. Only 8 shots on goal for the Badgers. Ohio State has only 9. 1-0 Buckeyes here in the second period. Steal at center ice by Fitzgerald. Across the line. Nice pass. Right wing. Tassie shooting. One save made. Turnus. Rebound was there, but he dives out and covers.
Yeah, he kind of caught it between the midsection and the top of the pads, and it was a hard puck for Turnus to control. But, again, that's about the only good offensive play that the Badgers have had here 8 minutes into the second period. And Fitzgerald ends up having a turnover, regaining a turnover in the neutral zone, and Tassie left all alone, but it's in a perimeter shot with no rebound.
Mellenbacher, Scholl, and Stramel back out for Mike Hastings' squad. Offensive zone faceoff. Owen Mellenbacher had an assist last night, 3 shots on goal, won 7 of 13 faceoffs. He's earning more playing time. Excellent feed last night to set up Anthony Kerr's power play goal that made it 3-1. Justin Cornell, one of the linesmen, being attended to by Badgers athletic trainer Andy Rohde. It looks like something's wrong with his right hand. So
hangnail.
Rohde's stitching it up, or maybe just pulling the nail out. Maybe that's what he's doing?
Probably got a nice Band-Aid he's putting on.
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, folks, listen to coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage, along with most school broadcasts, through a multicast option. That's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. So while Andy Rohde does a manicure on the linesman Justin Cornell, let's say hi to Mrs. Phyllis Andringa, who's listening here in the Madison area. Hope you're doing well today, Mrs. Andringa. I know you want the Badgers to be victorious today. That would be a nice thing. Here's Ohio State in its own zone, winning the faceoff. Wahlberg fanned on a pass to center, taken by Scholl now. Tries to duck underneath Wahlberg, who recovered nicely and forced him off the puck. And now it's Deckhut with it. To Klee at the red line, he'll fire it down in. First to it is Dalton Messina near side. Around behind the net for Cassidy. Too far for him. Palatichuk taps ahead to Scholl now. Red line. He'll scoop it in. And the Badgers will get a change. 11.5 minutes left in the second period. Badgers trailing Ohio State 1-0. Mellenbacher trying to force the Buckeyes into a turnover. Puck still loose in the offensive zone. Mellenbacher taps it out to the point and Lodge. Here's Kerr now looking, shooting, through a screen.
Ooh, right
went
away.
Off the skate, maybe the knee of Turnus. Stramel running interference in front of the net. Good hold by Kerr. Tried to pop a pass far side to Bantle. Didn't get through and back to center ice.
Good hold and great shot by Kerr. Nothing could happen except rebounds or tip-ins on that one.
Yep, got to get the puck to the net. Carson Bantle's playing with some extra juice here today. Frees the puck for Kerr across the line. Whitelaw, left wing pass off the skate of Lindmark. He tries to win it free behind the net. Knocks a man down. Freed the puck for Bantle. Tough angled shot stopped by Turnus. Where is it? It's caught up in his gear, maybe underneath his right pad. A little shoving after the whistle. William Whitelaw mixing it up with Riley Hughes, among other Buckeyes. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. 10:44 to go here in the second. Still 1-0 Ohio State. And while the Badgers have limited the Buckeyes to only 9 shots on goal, the Badgers have but 10 and no sustained pressure so far.
You get into a situation where Bantle makes that shot, and it might seem like it's a bad angle shot, but stranger things can happen. And I think William Whitelaw, very wise to go right to the front of the net and try and poke it away from the goalie.
Faceoff won by Wisconsin. Dexheimer with it, walks down the right wing wall. Shot blocked by Gilden. Goes to the far boards now, and Burnside protects the puck, throws it to the middle of the ice. There's Gilden, angles a pass off the wall for Holiday. Can't catch it. Back into the Wisconsin zone it goes. Palatichuk reverses to Dexheimer, tried to go up the boards. Pinching in Burnside to keep it alive for Ohio State, but now Wisconsin's Palatichuk behind his own net. Here's Dexheimer. Slides it ahead to DeSaint Fowl. Cuts to his right at center. Met there by Holiday. Puck jammed free. Lucius